is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Deborah Lee here with my sidekick and co-host, Jimbo. And we are happy to have you on the Psychic Love Doctor show via NewsForTheSoul.com. Yes, there we are. We are here. And we are getting these cards all nicely warmed up for all of you. Looking forward to hearing from you. I want to mention, of course, we are using ordinary playing cards for these readings. This is the method my grandmother taught me, as you heard during the introduction. That was well over 30 years ago. And I want to always mention that that's what we're using as our intuitive tool, because often people misunderstand and think that we're dealing with tarot, or these are oracle cards, or any even other playing card systems that are out there, and there are. But this is personal prophecy, and it basically stands on its own. So we want to always make that clarification. Also, I will be using a 24-card layout for each of our callers during the show, so that I can get a good idea of the landscape, is what I'd like to call it, of their life. What impacts them? What sort of emotional state are they in at this particular time? And you'll be getting instructions from Jimbo here on how to make your calls great, and also it's pertaining to your questions. So I think with that, Jimbo, I'm turning it over to you.
Word up, dog.
All right.
I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, we want to remind you folks, Blog Talk, News for the Soul, viewers, listeners, now I guess they're listeners, that you can view, but you're just going to stare at nothing. It's an audio program.
On
News for the Soul, on Blog Talk, we're calling in all you folks that are listening and all you folks that are watching on Facebook Live. Let us know if you're international, and we will give you an international shout-out. And I haven't really seen anybody international type unless it's somebody new. And if you're new, I won't know. So basically, let me know if you're international. You should have your show.
You know, you've got to put something up on Facebook.
There's some folks that are regular, so you know,
we know them.
We know them. But if you're new or even fairly new, because I don't have any kind of memory, you have to remind me. All right, let's get down to the particular. 646-595-4274. That's the number to call into this show. That is Blog Talk Radio's News for the Soul. That is her show Monday. That is our Monday number. So when you call in, you'll hear a message. Basically, it says you can listen to the show while you wait, and that is exactly what will happen right now. You call in now, you will hear the show. If you call in and you don't hear the show, you got to hang up and call again. We'll try to give that number out a lot, but if you go to Blog Talk Radio and see News for the Soul, and you'll see that the show there, and they'll have the information too. So there's many ways to find out. We will try to repeat it as much as I can think of it, but that requires me to think, and sometimes that can be rough. And especially now, I have a full-blown, four-alarm cold. Yes, I do. So my thinking is even worse than normal. All I can think about is not sneezing all over my computer screen right now. That's my main focus, it seems like.
So, folks, send him lots of healing energy. He needs it.
Miles from the UK. There's our international shout-out,
hey,
our first
good
one.
Good to hear from you.
I thought he was, but I didn't, you know, I guessed poorly, so I didn't want to throw out a guess there.
I was busy with technology here.
I'm not done with my intro.
Okay, good.
That's what you'd like to know. That's what you would like to know. I am not finished. All right. Also, for you folks out there, this is a call-in show. I gave the number. If we have any kind of, you know, the internet is what it is, got a mind of its own. If we have any kind of issues with phone calls, we will turn to you Facebook Live, folks. But we focus on the phone calls, yeah. News for the Soul is a big operation, and she usually gets a billion callers, but technology can have a mind of its own. So we shall see. If you're patient, you never know. One never knows. If you are going to call in the sooner the better. 646-595-4274. Don't you forget it. All right?
And you have informed the international audience?
I did. I just talked about that.
Okay, I'm just checking up because I was busy.
That sound, give me a little volume there. I guess I'm not going to get volume. I'll give myself some volume. All right. That is the sound of harps. That is a transition sound in this, what we're doing here in this event. When you go live with them for your free reading, it's free. Give a couple of questions or two right up front. Don't save them for the end of the reading, because when that harp sound comes on, we got to go. But before we are done with you, you're going to have a Archangel Michael Sword of Light. I hold it up for the Facebook book. Sword of Light Oracle card reading. I think these are probably our best ones we have.
Oh, I love
them. This has been the old. This is nice, and it's typically all Michael. Sometimes he brings in another Archangel. The other one is the first original school angel card readings, where I have messages from all the different archangels. That one's cool, too. Those are the two best we got. Let's see here. Well, and yes, Miles, it is welcome. It is welcome that it's your first time. Yeah, we gave his international shout-out, but yes, we welcome our first-timers just as much as we welcome our regulars.
And you're only a newbie once.
And you, if you enjoy yourself, you can't be a regular, even if you don't mind the time zone issue, obviously.
We find that the folks in the UK are night owls.
They do seem to like, they do seem to like to come out at night. Understand you folks at the end of the month will be doing your daylight saving time. So right now you're 4 hours ahead, but I think they're going to go back to 5 here before the month is up or at the end of the month. All right, the calls are actually stacking hard. So
they know well then.
Let's get right down to it. Let's go to area code 856, first caller from Jersey. 856, welcome to the show.
Hello, glad to have you with us. And I'll bet is Rosemary. Yes?
Yep.
Oh, there she is. Hi, hon. How are you?
Awesome that you're first.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm doing good. A little craziness at work, but I don't know. Right now, I don't care about it. So I was just wondering if I call overseas, if I'm going to be let into the house and stay there for a little bit, if that makes sense.
Is the house vacant at this time, or what's going on with the house?
No, they're there. They're in the house.
So, to be clear, are these family members of yours?
They could be, yeah. Either way, friends or close.
Okay, so you want to know if you can go over.
Right.
Yeah, all right. So
if he's going to answer and pick me up and stuff, you know what I mean? Save me some money.
Right. Okay, you're right. And you know what? We all get that. We do. All right, here, I'm going to take
money.
I'm taking it to the cards for you, Rosemary. Right. So
cool.
The cards are going downtown.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang in there, and I'll be right with you.
All right, lots of folks rolling in. Hi. I'll fake it in. I'm saying hi to some new folks here.
Oh, good.
This is local, too. Not local, but, you know.
Yeah.
In this continent, this country.
I think word is getting around about this show. Just saying.
Everybody loves a train wreck, you know. So.
You guys are good.
Everybody loves a train wreck, you know.
We are not a train wreck.
Dirty laundry. That's right.
Tim Bob is.
I am a train
Jim
wreck.
Bob.
I am, and especially, you know, that I haven't been called that before.
Yeah.
You guys used to do that.
I know.
Many thousands of years ago. I am a train wreck tonight because I would like to pack dynamite into my sinuses and just blow them up. What I thought was allergy problems this weekend, oh,
no.
It was clear when I woke up this morning. I am full-blown sick. Well, life goes on.
Well, I'll tell you, Rosemary, I think you can try. You might as well. But I have a feeling you are going to clash seriously with there's a man over there within that household. And I see it being quite a clash of personalities. And he wants to make sure that you stay an outsider. You know, it's interesting. I got to bring this up. A lot of times when we do cards, readings using this method, we start to see an awful lot of dysfunction in the family network that maybe is like, is kept on the down low or even completely under the rug. But the cards start to illustrate, and this personality over here, he's a jerk. Then you got a woman over here, she's got that resting biatch face and the personality to go with it. And a lot of times they'll just act like, oh, they just love you to death. And then
the brother.
You got it. Well, yeah, and I think that's the thing. But I think you can hold your own. I have a feeling you're like a little cute country mouse that you can be put in a corner, and your little tiny feet are going to come up, and you would fight to the death, you know, because I just feel you got it in you, a very good fighting spirit. And if you have to go over there and throw your weight around a little bit, I'd say do it. And there is a big change here for you. I really think you are going to be making this. And I don't know if you're planning to relocate indefinitely. I guess that's something you'd have to decide. But I do feel you are definitely going to make that journey. So I really think you ought to make that call. I do.
If he agent and talks to me, he already knows that I'm coming in.
Yeah.
Because somebody already blew it up already because I already asked my uncle for something. See what's available, and I guess he already found out.
Oh, you know what? We all would love to think we come from the Brady Bunches of family. You know, really good. You know what I mean? And the truth is, start peeling back the layers. It's like, you know, blood isn't necessarily thicker than water. Yeah. All right, Jim, go ahead. Hit him with your best shot.
All right, angel card time. Archangel Michael, you will manifest what you need. Express gratitude as if your plans have already come to pass. Trust that your angels are bringing you the assistance you need.
Yeah, that's a good card.
So it's a manifesting. Like, if you're getting ready to do something, like trip or something, just start saying, thank God, I can't wait for this trip. Like, it's already officially a done deal. That's what it's saying, manifest.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I like it.
I like it, Rosemary. So
cool.
I like
appreciate
it.
Yeah, hey, first caller too. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it better. First than last, so.
Take care, hon.
Yes.
All right, I will. You guys too. Thanks.
Yep, you know where to find us. Again, thank you very much. All right.
Thanks.
Keep on, because the call started rolling. We're going to go to what I think is always cool, because we never know where. All ones. Skype.
Uh-oh.
Welcome, Skype caller. All ones. Where are you and who are you?
Hello. Hi.
Give her a minute. She doesn't know she's live yet. Hello. Hello. Oh, I think she knows now.
Hello.
You are live. Hello. Won't you tell me your name? It's the doors.
Hello.
Hey.
Get
all
right here.
Hello.
Right, you know what?
Hello.
Are you here?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. We almost had. Yep. Oh, are you tapping on the microphone?
Hi, can you hear me? It's Melissa.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Melissa.
We knew that, Melissa, because we've been listening to you for about 120 seconds.
I'm Melissa.
Yes, we know.
It's embarrassing. Oh,
well,
my God.
How are you? How are you doing, hon?
Well, thank you for taking my call. The doctor's, I'm doing good. I'm steady. I just have a question about my job that I have right now, please. Besides some other stuff that I have, because this is my steady job. You know, like when you apply for a loan, you have to have a steady job. I'd like to know if you still see some type of promotion. Like, I'm not going to get fired. That's my concern.
Wow.
Okay, wait a minute.
You're kind of all over the place. Yeah. You want to know if you're going to have a promotion, but you're concerned about being fired? Did I just hear that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I said it wrong. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, no, it sounds like you didn't say it wrong.
Well, I hesitate to conduct a reading on with such a negative question.
Well, it's kind of all
so
over the place.
Try to turn it. Yeah, will you get a promotion?
Would you like to know if you shall get a promotion?
All right.
Roger that. Thank you. Well, I mean, you might see the other thing in there if it was
that's
to come up
saying.
Anyway. So,
yeah.
So she's going to focus on a positive question.
Well, that's why I'm going to start this again.
Yeah,
that's
it's
why.
Not like it's not like you want to call a double and say, will I lose a leg today? You don't want to do that.
And it also puts you in the position of a double negative, and those are always hard to figure out. Because if I go in with a negative and I see a negative.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You got to think carefully before
you
speak.
So it's better to go positive first.
Gotcha. I am with you. That's true. That's true. You ask a negative question, then you have to almost think twice before you respond to looking
yeah,
at it.
Yeah, and it can get very convoluted.
You know, I can see that, actually.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, not that she needs any confirmation. I almost said a naughty word. Shame on me.
He knows this method. He has learned.
Yeah, but, you know, it's not. It is. I can tell you, for me, it's not like riding a bike or skiing or skating. You do forget this stuff if you don't keep up on it. It's like golf. I know how to golf, but I'm going to golf. If I don't do it on a regular basis, I'm not going to be quick.
Well, bowling is the same way.
Right, but there's some things like riding a bike, you don't forget that. Maybe she's taking what they're giving because she's working for a living. Hubris in the news. Right.
Well, let me finish putting these down.
Cards are going down, sweet Melissa.
Thanks so much for your time. I really thank you. Thank you. You're awesome.
Well, we thank you. We love Skype callers.
I
we
would
love
be surprised, Melissa, if you didn't get a promotion.
Oh, hear
or
that?
I feel there's some sort of raise here coming for you.
Which is positive, and firing is negative. So that's
I do
it.
Not see a firing here.
There you go. It's always good to have a job so you can pay bills because they like to get paid.
And I know that in your personal life, you've got a lot going on. Make sure that you don't take any of that to work with you because I see that stress, you know, can be quite a monster. And sometimes, especially if you're working with the public, somebody can rub you the wrong way and you just explode. And you don't want to do that. So,
well, yeah, no, that's not good for your employment.
No, it's not.
And you might go to jail. So
just make sure that you know, when you go to work, you go to work. And you wear your war face for work. But you don't bring your personal issues with you.
Yeah, in the perfect world, we keep them both completely separate. We go home, we don't take work with us either.
Right.
But, you know, the world we live in is not as far from perfect. But we just try the best is all we can do, yes?
That's exactly true. But I see good things for you in terms of you said it was your J-O-B, which is the thing we do that gets the bills paid, you know, that feeds people in the household, that keeps us out of living under a bridge, that sort of thing. But then there's the career path, and you do have a beautiful career path ahead of you. So that little side project that you've got going is definitely going to be a big success for you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
that's cool.
Thank you.
It is.
Absolutely.
I would be elated.
And now this card means nothing to me, but I don't know a tip of an iceberg about your life. So here's the Archangel Michael card. He says, no, it is not time yet. This is not the divine right time to take action. Please be patient. Opportune moment is approaching. So that's got to mean something to you. And maybe Deb knows a little more because she does your card. I know nothing.
It could be, Melissa, the first thing that rang a bell for me is that it could mean jumping out of your J-O-B to work in your dream career. And the, Michael is saying now is not the time
if that's, but,
to even entertain that. But that's the feeling I got.
That's the feeling she got. I don't have cards, so I have no feelings. None whatsoever. All right. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Take care.
Oh, always. And thank you for calling. We like our Skypers, especially sweet Melissa. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to keep rocking, keep rolling, because we got a nice call list. We're going to go to area code 248. I'm not familiar with this area code. Apparently, it's in the state of Michigan, 248, a Great Lakes state.
Michigan, welcome, 248. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
And what is your first name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Okay, and your name, please?
Yeah, what's your name?
You can call me Yana.
We can call you Yana?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Well,
I believe you're in the Facebook chat.
I believe. She said Yana. Not Anna, didn't she?
No, it's
Y-A-N-A.
Yes.
Yeah, Yana.
Oh, I didn't know she was in. All right, great. Well, yeah, there you are.
Well, good to have you. You're a newcomer for us.
Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Welcome. I'm glad you were patient. And now the floor is yours. What would you like to know?
Yes.
Am I asking a yes or no question, or?
You tell her, Deb. Or do you want me to?
Well, here's the thing. I do not have a connection with you as yet. Usually it develops into a spiritual connection. Right now, if I go into your cards, you're going to get a really dry, super general type of reading, where I know a little bit about you, which is what I ask also when I meet one-on-one with clients that come. If I have a little bit of familiarity about you, I am going to be able to go into your reading and find clarity for you. So first of all, can we ask a little about you? Like, for instance, are you single? Do you have children? That kind of thing?
I don't have children yet, and I am single, but I'm interested in two people.
Ooh.
Now, is that what you would like to discuss? Is the two people?
Yes, I would like to know any advice. Like, I would like to be provided with advice as to what I should do regarding choosing those two people.
Okay, now there you go. See, and you can ask those questions here. Just give her a lot of background information as much as can, because like she hasn't read for you before, so she's got no history built. So
how would we separate these two?
How would you describe them in personality traits? You can give first letters if you don't want to give first names. It's up to you.
Yes. Okay, person one, we can use the initial H.
H. Okay. What kind of person is he?
Yeah.
With me,
or it could be a female.
Person is, what kind of, what kind of person, he, she?
Yeah, there are two men, but person one is seems to be a little bit standoffish with me at this time. I don't know if you mean like personality or characteristics.
Well, it would help if you could throw that out there, just because she'll see people in the cards, and sometimes it's by personality, the type they are. So if you could just give a quick summary, what type of person is that person? Is it like a person that goes off the handle all the time? Somebody that's very deep, heartful feeling? Somebody that's very technical, no sense?
No, not the first Still person age. Is comes off a little bit aloof.
Okay.
And,
okay.
Sort of not
sounds not very committal, right? Is that what we're getting?
Not really.
Okay, all right. So it's not doesn't seem serious about any kind of a going forward type thing. How about person number two? Do you have a letter?
R.
R, and, you know, same type of quick little personality type thing.
Yeah, is this one more outgoing?
Is this like an opposite of that person one?
a little bit more outgoing and a sense of humor.
All right.
And you know what? And that's very typical, which makes it hard for people that are like got these two peoples when they're opposites.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, this one has good and bad attributes, and this one has good and bad attributes. You're like, well, damn, why can't I merge these two with the good and throw out the bad? Well, because life is not fair.
Date them both, I say, right, Jim?
But eventually you can. And if you're not committed to anything, you're not committing a crime. But eventually you probably would want to make a choice eventually, typically.
Yeah.
You know, not always, but she looks like she's in the choice mode right now. She wants to know which one, if you can see it in the card, is going to be something good for her, something that's going to pan out. Because you got one that's kind of like, meh, and one that's the opposite.
Oh, but I'm finding out in here.
H is, meh, and R is like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, in your reading, I'm finding out that Mr. Aloof is actually, underneath all of that, he's got a heart like a bowl full of Jell-O.
It could be a suit of armor.
It is.
You know, it could be a suit of armor that's not real that has to come off after a while. Everybody's different. Some people do that because that's their protection, because maybe they got jacked around by some people in the past and they put the suit of armor on to be safe. What do you got?
Okay, I'm going to say if Jim was holding, let's say, a gun to my head and said, pick one for her.
I got your gun.
I would say go with R.
Okay, R was the one that has the personality trait that obviously fit better.
Well, wait now, I'm not finished.
Oh, of course she isn't.
No.
Hell no.
You're actually, she's loving that. You have a really cute giggle.
Hey, she likes probably that. We're serious about your question, but we like to have a little fun. We never make fun of the folks. If it comes across that way, we apologize.
Yeah,
we don't make fun of anything
no.
you guys go through.
We're having fun with you.
I am so sick. I got to have fun or I'm going to cry.
She's going to love this.
I'm going to cry. Okay. Oh,
you're
going to
love this.
Stand by.
You could actually have either of them. Or both.
I bet she kind of knows that.
I think you already know
I think
this.
She knows that.
Right.
She's having a hard time doing the picking. Like on the let's make a deal. What
That's
do you want?
Right.
Door number one or door number two? And you're like, damn.
Well, I think that H is a bit of a tough nut to crack. But it can be done.
And it might be, you don't know, it could be worth the reward, possibly.
That's right. But the thing is, R is ready for love. Isn't that a song?
Ready for love.
There.
Oh, I'm ready for love.
There it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Back to music trivia. We're all done with that.
If these were my cards, I'd be going with R.
If they were her cards.
Yeah,
remember,
they were.
This is the first time reading for you.
Yeah. And each reading subsequently is going to become more clear and there will be more insight. So for first reading, this is not bad.
Yes, and you're a Facebooker, so you should like follow whatever the hell you got to do for the Psychic Love Doctor show, and you'll get notified. we go live. News for the Soul is Monday. This is the big deal site here, but we do some little poopy ones all over the. Well, not poopy, but they're different. We do non-News for the Soul shows here and there. So
yes, we do.
If you follow her on Psychic Love Doctor, you'll get notified every time we go live. And if you look for the posts, she tries to let people know a few hours in advance.
I do have a word of caution here for you. Please be mindful of your money and your accounts, okay? I always want to let people know, and it could be financial, but remember, it is figuring as financial, but that can also mean identity. So,
Has a financial bit.
Yeah.
There's a reason they do that. It's for financial stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they want your identity. They don't want it just because they want to be you. Unless it's some kind of sicko admirer, but typically if they want to get your identity, so they can screw you over financially.
And I'm telling you this because this method is built on the assumption, I guess you could say, that we, in perceiving the future, we hold dynamic ability to make it better, to change it, to get rid of it if it's not what we want. So I see you, hon, becoming very angry over a money issue. And just bear that in mind. Now, by knowing
in the world of the internet, we do a lot of internet transactions and stuff over the phone. Just keep an eye out, Deb is saying, right? Deb's saying you're not screwed for sure. Just keep an eye out, right? And you can maybe avoid it.
Right. And to give you an example, this is for everybody. I have a son who recently found out, I don't know how he didn't know this sooner, but when he left California, he was a member of a gym. And they have since been charging him every month, even though he called them and canceled before he left. They have charged him every single month $50 for his membership. So now he's got to backtrack and he's got to, you know, go up the chain of command and blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, avoid the headache for yourself. Keep watchful. And the scammers out there that hack your account, they're going to start with itty-bitty purchases. Just see if you're going to notice.
That's one of the ways. Otherwise, someone just go for it. But, yeah, sometimes they'll do a little test, too. I made like a, well, it used to be like a dollar, but now sometimes I make like a $3, $4 purchase and say, all right, is anybody freaking out? Is the card still good? All right, now time to go score.
Yeah, and the thing is, there was a hamburger fast food chain out here.
We won't name it.
We can't name it. And
but it was a local problem.
Yeah, and they had young people working.
And the manager was also young and not of worthy character.
And
they
were
bad things to people's
they were
cards.
Having a ball with people. Credit card numbers.
I'm sure they got hammered because, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
There's security cameras all over those chain outfits. Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, that's for you just to bear in mind.
So basically, summary is R looks like the
problem, winner.
But she has to choose on her own.
Yes.
And just keep an eye out for that total money hacking scammer thing going on. And please do call back before you go. You shall have your
answer. Just to confirm, person R was person two, was the second person I mentioned, right?
Yes. Mr. Aloof was H, the first one.
Yes, yep.
And Mr. Mm-hmm. Outgoing.
R person, they were the kind of an opposite personality. The second one you took a little spot, you gave us an R. That was the one that's kind of an opposite type of personality.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have choices.
Yeah.
People love to have choices, but then it also has a burden that comes with it. Anyway.
You also have very nice cards. I can tell. Very sweet, wonderful heart, and you're a good person.
Yeah, and you should now not be a first-timer. You should be a regular. But real quick, tonight is Archangel Michael. These are great cards. Sword of Light Oracle cards. She's on Facebook. She can see the box. These are really cool cards. And the artwork is they didn't spare any expense. Anyway, here you go. The subject is your loved ones are safe. Now, remember, this is the first time, so there's a million things we don't know about your life, but this could resonate with you. Let go of your fear and worry for your loved ones. I am looking after them. And this is from Archangel Michael. These are his cards.
And
he is looking
dog.
After your loved ones. And he says, let go of your fear and worry for your loved ones. We don't know if that's past or present. We don't know. You know. He knows. We do not know. All right, Yana.
Glad to meet you.
Thank you so much.
And we hope to hear from you again soon.
It's been a pleasure, and you did really good for a first-timer. We like that.
I think so, too.
She did. Yeah, she did. She gave us information, personalities, first letters. That was awesome.
Yeah, you did great.
You rock.
Thank you, and bless you.
All right. So we shall keep on keep owning because the clock's ticking and the list is growing. Let's go to 347, New York City area, I believe. Definitely the great state of New York, the Empire State. 347, you're the next caller.
Hello there.
Hi.
Welcome. And who are we speaking to?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Have we heard from you before?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think we have a lot of Lindas, so it's just hard.
Yeah,
to...
you know how it is. We suck. International shout-out to Laura from Canada. All right. Back to Linda.
Okay, Linda, what's on your mind this evening?
Was ist los?
Wonder a little stress, a little battle. I want to know, like, what's coming in, like, good, something positive. I want to hear something good, you know?
You're a little muffled. It's a little weird, muffly sound. We understand. Not real clear.
Oh, let me fix it.
Yeah, it's even getting, it's real like, it's real muffled like that. I don't know if it's, where you're located, if you got the cell phone pressed against your temple. I don't know. No, no.
Is it clear?
Oh, bingo. Beach money.
Right.
Lake.
We can hear you now.
Bravo,
yeah.
Zulu. Bring it on.
All right. Tell us again.
Yeah, okay. Hit us again with that info.
Yeah, I just wanted to know, like, something good. Like, just anything that I need to know. You know?
Well, what's kind of currently going on?
Yeah, what's most important to you right now? What is on your plate that you're most concerned about?
Love relationship, your job, family.
NBA basketball. I mean, what's most important thing?
Yeah, how
right
do you
now?
Feel about March Madness?
Well, that's NCAA.
I would say relationships. I'm single right now.
Do you have, oh, you're single. Is there somebody you're kind of sweet on? Or nobody on the playing field?
Nobody right now.
Okay, well, let's see. Well, we can cook up for you in the card.
Okay, so she's looking. So I was multitasking. So this is the reading in the area of love, yes?
Yeah. Ooh,
and right now she doesn't have.
Ooh.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I didn't hit the floor, but you could talk about it.
I got to tell you, as I was shuffling the cards, a card flew out. If I wasn't sitting right here, it would have gone to the floor. And my grandmother always said, if it falls to the floor, it's coming to the door.
Didn't hit the floor, though.
And boy, Linda, this is a good one for you. This is a relationship.
Okay, it's a six of diamonds.
Yes.
I'll just let you remember, it's an, oh, I don't know if you heard this. Some people may not have heard the intro. She's using an ordinary, I think she may have been here. Ordinary deck of cards. Poker is what she prefers because of the size. You could go bridge if you like them better. They're skinnier and longer because
I don't think
they're designed
have
for bridge.
The...
No, that's Pinochle.
Oh,
bridge has all the cards. They're just skinnier and a little bit longer.
All right. Now I'm focusing on you, Linda. But yeah, that card, that is foretelling that you are on your way into a relationship.
All right.
And it means soon.
All right.
And by saying it's going to knock on the door, it's not like she's a Fuller Brush man or a, you know, a salesman.
Yeah, they don't. You still see him, but not as much as the old days.
Yeah,
remember, it used to be Encyclopedia and the vacuum cleaner guys, bigger than poop. There's the Kirby guys always. I want to say it's just Kirby.
They throw dirt in your house.
And you know, they didn't want to take no for an answer. But you know what? Back in the day, we were a different type of people. Nowadays, if somebody was up there with that kind of pressure cells, they'd probably get the door slammed in their face, guns pointed at them, you know.
Who knows?
The way they used to be back then.
Yeah.
They wanted to throw dirt down.
They did, right in front of you. And they'd say, and I'm going to show you how to clean that up.
Yep, and they'd be like, oh, well, the encyclopedia salesman, you know, they'd bring a few volumes and, you know, children. You know, like, I do have children, but I have them locked in the basement. They're not allowed to go to school, is what I would say to the encyclopedia salesman. You know, I could sell them. I could buy them the encyclopedias. They could use as toilet paper since they're in a cell. But I'd rather not see that kind of. I'm just saying to make the guy freak out and leave.
The whole city would descend on
you. He would call the cops. But, you know, then I would tell the cops, here's the deal. We had a jackwad cell and stuff. Had to straighten his ass out. Yep.
Oh, look at this. Well, I got to tell you, you've got a pretty full dance card here, my dear. You've got, do you have children or are those animals?
Probably my animals.
Aww,
okay.
Oh,
that's cute. Well, that's good.
Yeah, it sounded really cute. There's one here that wants to come back like from the past and apologize to you. And so I feel that the emotion is sincere. That's going to depend on you because this was a fast talker type of, I mean, this was somebody living in the fast lane, never quite told the truth.
One of them used car salesman types.
Yeah, very much like that.
Yes, sir.
And I got to tell you, even though the apology is sincere, I don't think they're capable of changing who they are. But I wanted to mention that because you won't be caught unaware.
Did I cut you off?
No, you did not.
I didn't do anything, that's her.
What's that?
Anyway, that's really important. Because the key point she made is that person is sincere and really could believe in their heart that they are going to change. They're not even trying to snow job you, but they just can't. They'll be able to see it in the cards.
No, I feel
in the cards.
That,
wait, so the new person or the old person?
The old person.
This is the old person.
The old person.
Yeah, I mean, it's in his heart to say, I'm really sorry. I jerked you around. I played you, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, can you ever really trust somebody
and
like that again?
He may have something on within
him
that where
he
can't. He can't. Also, even as much as he wants to try to be.
I think it's good that there's a guilty conscience here.
So at least he recognizes, right?
Yes. Yes.
Doesn't mean he's going to change. It means he wants to, but doesn't mean it's going to happen.
No. I hate to be like that. I'd rather give somebody a chance. But I think he's had all the chances he's going
to
get.
Well, and, the folks deserve an honest reading. It's not a donut shop. Every reading doesn't have to have sugar or coating on it.
No sprinkles
no
or anything?
No sprinkles. Sometimes the reading may make you wish to... Occasionally, we give readings out where the person wishes they didn't call. They're not happy.
Yeah, they're mad.
But they got to remember, these are readings, intuitive card readings. They're not potions that can change your future. They're just telling you what they see. Some people think they want that these readings will change their future. It won't do that.
No.
It gives you the tool to change your future.
That's wishful thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go back.
Yeah, your new guy is somebody that isn't on the scene yet, but coming. And I'm going to tell you, I love this because you're going to meet him when you least expect to meet anybody.
That's life, isn't it?
When you're feeling really down. It's what I call, in card reading, called fade to black. People that are in movie making know this.
That was like in the silent film or the 40s when sound first came out.
The screen would go, like black.
It was back when, even when they first came out with sound, they didn't know, even some of them, they didn't have any music or anything. They didn't know what to do.
Yeah. And then, boom, it's full of light and color.
Those are old days, boy.
In the next screen. So, or frame.
Right.
So it's going to be one of those days where you're like, I'm never going to meet anybody. I'm just going to give up on all of this. And that's when it's going to happen.
Excuse me.
I am totally convinced the higher power has a great sense of humor. It just seems to me that way. That he's going to be like, Linda, I've kind of ignored you. I think it's time we actually put somebody in front of you that's going to love you to death. And that's this man.
Love her like a rock?
Love her like
a rock. Love me like a rock.
And he's
right.
A mighty good man, too.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
All right. Basically, it's raining men in your car.
Oh, I don't have that song by Loaded right now. She caught me off guard. I'm sick. I'm off my game.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the one that's coming. I have to throw in, there is another one down the road. This is somebody that I think this relationship almost went to marriage between the two of you.
Oh, another.
And I'd say forget about him, too, because he's not even looking at you. He's just, you go through these phases of just having to have somebody.
Yeah. He might be going through what they call a dry spell. Like,
I know who that is.
Okay.
Let's see what Linda's up to.
Let's see whose bridge did I burn as bad as the other. This bridge may still be intact. Let me see. Yep.
And then I'm telling you, girl, you've got just coming out of the woodwork. Here.
Holy.
And then you've got another one, but this one has I've got to get serious here.
This one is
under sure to come true. And that's a designation I normally love. Everybody that watches this show knows that. But I don't like this one. This is a guy coming along. Oh, my gosh. He's so charming and slick. And he knows just how to work you right and left and sideways. And he's an abuser. He has a serious anger problem.
This is somebody from the past?
No, this is somebody coming up.
Oh, well, hopefully she should be careful for the new folks.
Yeah, so.
Careful and cautious for all the new folks coming into your life.
Yeah, because, they act so wonderful. until they get you.
It's one of the things.
And they have you.
Things they say, if it's too good to be true, guess what?
It's going
to
be.
If it's like, yeah, wow, this is going fast, it's too good to be true, slow it down, pump the brakes. If it's meant to be, you can pump the brakes and it'll still be meant to be.
He's super narcissistic. I mean, he's really good looking. I can tell. And he feels like he could be a real catch. But
sounds like a vampire. That's what they do, don't they? Right? They're good looking, but it's the charisma that they cast a spell,
yeah,
upon their victim.
And it's funny you use the word vampire, because this man is an emotional vampire. He will make you rue the day that you ever met him. So I would say stick with the one that is coming. How will she know?
Yep. How will she know, Deb?
I think you're going to have to call back.
Right. How will I know?
Or, well, the bottom line, here's the deal, what I say,
mm-hmm,
a lot of people don't like it, if you take it extra, extra slow, and somebody gets impatient and doesn't like that, that's really not somebody that's meant to be, and that's what I look at it.
It is true, you are right.
Right, if that person's like, no, I don't want it, that's probably that bad person.
Love
that doesn't
bombing
want to
you, love.
If a person really cares about you so much, be like, you know what? I will take us. I'll do whatever you want because I think you're the one. I'm going to wait. Where the
yeah,
vampire jackwad only going to wait so long.
And it's too bad we can't get references when we meet somebody.
Yeah, they'd all be fake anyway.
Well, these
know
women would not be fake. They would say, stay away from him.
Well, you'd have fake references is what I'm
well,
saying.
Well, I meant if they, she could
in
call
the
up
world
these
I got
women.
You. Yes,
be
you're
cool
right.
If somebody had a website where, I don't know how you'd access it, but they could say, this was actually on 2.5 Men.
Oh, that would be
Charlie
bad.
Harper sucks, remember?
Yeah.
And women were exchanging all kinds of opinions about the character. It would be neat if you could get a dossier, you know, on these guys. How will you know? I think your heart is going to know.
Yep, and right, you give it a chance. Don't rush.
Watch how watch how a man treats a waiter in a restaurant. Watch, you know, if he's an ass in a restaurant, he's going to be a super ass in private. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Depending on the situation.
But for you, Linda, I'd say you're going
right
to be calling us saying, guess what? I've met him. And then we're going to pop the cork on that champagne. And we're going to drink to your congratulations.
You must pop the cork. All right, real quick.
Yeah.
Your Archangel Michael card is make a decision. Oh, boy. Are you choosing to bribe toy?
Wait, start over.
Okay, the subject is make a decision. Are you choosing to prioritize yourself or another in this situation? Accept divine guidance pointing you towards your own joy. You deserve it.
Divine guidance.
So I think it means watch out.
And don't be desperate, you know, no desperado.
Desperation leads to bad decisions.
It really does.
Yes, it does.
And
we've all done it. We've all done it. If you're below the age of 60, we've all done it.
Oh, God, yes. And, you know, if you call us back, we're going to do another checkup reading on you next time. Okay?
Yes, maybe a time. Okay. Everybody can call every show that we do.
Yeah, you can call every
There's
night.
There's no limit. All right. But the limit we have now is time, and we should move on so we
yeah,
get another caller.
We're
going
to have to leave you now.
Yep, sorry. Thank you, my dear. We're moving on. Let me see. Who do we got next? I believe this is 831 in California. 831, you're
oh,
the next caller.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello there. What is your first
hello
name?
Hi. Hello. Hello,
hi.
Karen. Hi.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I've been enjoying listening to all the lively readings and conversations. It's been fun.
Great, and now you are center stage.
Yes, now you're in the spotlight.
Well, is there a reading for me?
What would you like to know?
Thank you. Oh, I don't even know.
You got a great. Got to give us something here. We don't know.
How is your love life?
What do you want to know? What's important to you? Love,
career.
Oh, right now, I mean, obviously everything's important. What is
actually,
really
you know, actually my love life I'm not really interested in, but I'd like to break some old patterns. I think I'm breaking some, but I'd really like to get rid of some old patterns of attracting. Not really, I don't know how to explain it. I say like attracts like, but I just don't understand some of the dynamics going on.
Okay. All right. We'll
got
see
this
what
down.
We can do.
You
got
to talk while you put the cards down. I'm busy dealing with a jackwad.
Okay, just give me a moment.
I got a scammer. I got a scammer on Facebook. She's on News for the Soul. She doesn't know.
Are you
talking
about breaking patterns in terms of your, excuse me, your connections with others?
Yeah, that's what I was wanting. Love.
I'm not sure what's going on, but I do get my fair share of disloyal people in my life.
Ah, yes.
Of what kind?
Disloyal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, don't you hate that? And a lot of times people think they want to blame themselves. People say, it must be me. I'm attracting losers. Well, not that you're necessarily attracting them. Maybe you feel sorry for them. Maybe.
Oh, you're right. So many different reasons.
I'd say all you women attract losers. Just some of them filter it out better than others.
But, Karen, you've been hurt. Oh, my gosh. Your cards show that there's been pain.
Yeah.
And it's been tough. You know, I read something very interesting today in our local or a big city newspaper, and I have to talk fast because we're almost out of time. But they were saying that the pandemic has changed people, that we have become more complaining. We don't have the tolerance we used to for people. And it's like we want more for our lives now. We were cooped up for too long. And it's bringing out all different kinds of emotions and energy out of people that isn't always good.
The world has changed. It's destroyed a lot of businesses because people feel differently now about certain businesses.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, your cards tell me these words, keep cleaning house. And they don't mean just cleaning your house. They mean
not at all.
Discernment. If somebody hasn't been treating you right, they need to go.
Basically like that loser magnet thing, and not just people that are love interests, maybe you have friends that maybe aren't really friends.
People I work with are just friends. They're just different people. I've been really watching myself in every way, you know, what I've been doing right or, you know, what I've been watching myself very carefully, and I've just seen, you know, just a lot of people just turn on me for petty reasons, and I'm really seeing that it's them.
It is.
Absolutely. You know, like I said, I think all of us attract losers.
And they're there
to teach
us a lesson. We're to learn from them.
And some of us just don't engage them and some don't. It doesn't mean you have a defect if you engage them. It probably means that you're too nice of a person.
People have secret agendas that we don't know about at the time.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yeah. The jackpot.
And you know what you bring out in people? And you can't help it, Karen.
That's what I'm getting at.
Jealousy. And a lot of envy and resentfulness.
Yeah.
Because you have so many gifts. And I don't care if you try to hide your light under a bushel basket, it's going to shine through. And they want you to stay where they're at. They want you to be a bottom feeder.
They always say misery loves company.
Yes.
Yep. So they claim to be your friends and acquaintances, but they probably don't want to see you gain to go beyond where they are.
Yes.
They feel like, oh, my life sucks. Where's your? I don't want your life to get better. Your life should suck like mine.
At work? Just be Switzerland. Be nice to everybody, and don't let them invade your serenity.
True, I
believe
she is, and she's pissing them off.
I think you are.
You know, if they don't like it.
Yep, too bad, so sad. Now we have to hurry up and give you a card.
We shall do.
I'm sorry?
This has just been wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, News for the Soul we do every week on Monday.
Yes.
So you know where to find us. And also now, we're not saying goodbye quite this second. I got to put my glasses back on because my dumb butt.
I love the card. I love the card. Is that an Archangel Michael card as well?
Are you watching?
Are you watching us?
No.
Because, yeah. Oh.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, we have the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck. Well, you're getting one of those cards. And the one you're getting says regain your focus. Mm-hmm. Trivial life matters are distracting you from your goals, which is probably what we're talking about. Archangel Metatron, see now once in a while he'll bring another Archangel.
Metatron.
So Michael is bringing in Metatron, and they are here to help you stay grounded.
Oh, that's another big dog, Metatron.
Yeah. Metatron, I believe, we just figured out with the female, right?
Karen, you're delightful. Don't you let any of them, you know, poison your good heart. You leave them be where they're at. And we have to say goodbye because they're going to shut the lights off and turn off the internet.
We're saying goodbye to our News for the Soul, folks.
Oh, thanks. You're so dear. Thank you. I love it.
And we hope you are a regular. You can become a regular. Every single show you do, you are welcome to be there.
Follow us on the show page if you're a Facebooker. Otherwise, I guess through the show.
News for the Soul or whatever. Bottom line is, there's not like a token. You only get one free reading every so often. You can do every single show we do. You're welcome. And it's going to get better for you.
Yes.
So, all right.
Thank you, Karen, for calling. You're taking us out to the end of the show.
We got to say goodbye to our News for the Soul folks.
Yes, we do. And
we are sorry we didn't get everybody.
Everybody,
but, you know,
check out what's on News for the Soul. There's something there for everybody.
24/7 operation.
Lots of good stuff. Check them out.
A very similar subject lines in case you missed out tonight. But there's other folks doing stuff.
And some big names. You know,
with special guests. A lot of them have special guests. There's a lot of stuff going on.
So please join us again. And we'd love having you all.
Yes, indeedy.
Is it time?
It is time.
All right. Take care, everybody. Stay safe, and please stay well. Bye-bye for now.
Yes, indeed. Our News for the Soul, folks. We got to go. But thank you for joining us.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.